Midnight Oil on Triple M. This is the Rush Hour with Lee Sewell, Liam and Dobbo. It's your new local. Dobbo, top of the show today.
Yeah, look, yeah.
The Payne Haas situation.
Huge, huge thing. He's asked for an immediate release. Well, his management has. And a lot of questions are going to be asked about this. I mean, on the eve of a game, which is so important for them as they head to the bye week, why did it happen like this? The captain of the Brisbane Broncos is Adam Reynolds. He's out injured this week. We heard Kevin Walters speak earlier today about a hamstring tear, a slight tear. But he joins us this afternoon. Reno, thanks so much for being with us. I mean, I have to say, this is not the first time this kind of thing's happened in clubs you've been involved with. Obviously, players have left mid. You've had players walk away from the game, be suspended. But I must ask, how difficult is this for the playing group when mid-season, when you're finally starting to build something special?
Yeah, I'm not across everything that's exactly happened. Obviously, it's happened pretty quick this afternoon. But I've spoken to Payne. He's assured us that he's playing tomorrow. And you know, he's a professional. He gets out there and I know he'll do his job and, you know, everything will look after itself. But yeah, obviously, not the news you want to hear for someone who's, you know, an important part of your team. And, you know, fingers crossed that things get solved and, you know, he's at Broncos for a very long time to come.
When you say you spoke to him, did he explain to you or to the whole playing group that this was happening? Was it to the whole group or have you had an individual one-on-one chat with him?
No, I just spoke to him privately. It happened all after training. Obviously, we trained pretty early this morning, and by the time everyone got at home, the news had sort of broken. So it was first to a lot of us. Firstly, I just wanted to see if Payne was all right and, you know, see if I could help him out in any way, shape or form. And obviously, from there, see if he was playing and then, you know, get a message to the group and just trying to refocus this, you know, for a game tomorrow. Obviously, it's a big game for us. I'm not playing. You know, got a young halves combination there that, you know, need a lot of support. So for the boys to be switched on is the main thing, and then obviously we'll worry about that afterwards.
Yeah, Reno, it is a big game coming up. As a captain, how do you keep everyone together and focused on the task at hand? Because these distractions are very easy. They easily get in the way and take you away from the importance of winning a game, which is your most important thing.
Yeah, I think that's the main reason I jumped on the phone so quick to Payne. Obviously, firstly, to find out if he's okay. As a mate, I always, you know, try and look out for him and see where I can assist or help out wherever I can. And then obviously from there, just to realign the playing group that there is a game to play tomorrow, you know, about keeping it simple. Payne's a professional athlete and no doubt he'll turn up ready to play tomorrow. He's done it for so many years now and, you know, tomorrow night will be no different.
I've got to ask you, mate, you're old school. And I don't know what your first contract was when you came into grade, but I mean, but the biggest contract you've ever signed is this one with the Brisbane Broncos. Now, you had plenty of offers over the course of your time at the Rabbitohs, but you always stuck out and got through your contract and re-signed. Is this a thing now that we need to, from the NRL perspective, have a look at and try and get some clarity around that this just can't happen? There's mid-season people asking for releases and going, because it, and I'm not saying it's going to, but it does put at jeopardy the six bloody brilliant wins that have happened in a row from Brisbane, the real confidence that's happening at that club at the moment, and it could derail it because of management and the club are in disagreement over a player's future and his salary.
Yeah, it's probably a hard one to comment on. Obviously, a lot of players sign a long-term deal. We take Cobbo for an example. He's, you know, looking at a multi-year deal, and you know, the rise of these kids these days, they go from, you know, being 20 years old, fringe first graders to superstars of the game and outgrow their contracts pretty quick. So it's sort of a hard one to, you know, speak on. Obviously, Payne's a great player that's probably signed for a lot less than what he's worth, and whether that's for his management or the club.
Yeah, but isn't that, you know, the club? Isn't that the risk the club take? There's no guarantee that a player, when you sign him, is going to be a superstar. But isn't that what you work towards to the next contract? Isn't that like, yeah, you know, like, you know, I'm sure when you were winning games that you are now near the money that some of the blokes that you are playing with.
Yeah, I think that's the risk you take with long-term contracts. I think, you know, the longest contract I signed was after we won the comp with South, but, you know, I was well established then and basically the club knew what they were getting from me and what I could deliver for them. So those kids coming into first grade, you know, some kids have only played, you know, a handful of games, 10 games, and they're signing five-year deals and they're getting paid on potential and they probably outgrow that sometimes. Maybe they might not live up to it, but, you know, it's a hard one because rugby league's such a brutal game and you can't play forever and obviously you want to make the most out of your career and, yeah, it's a tough sort of discussion that the NRL need to have.
Yeah, the NRL set the framework to allow this to happen, and Payne Haas and his management are making use of the framework that's at their disposal. And to Adam's point, the average NRL career is 44 games. So nothing's guaranteed in this sport, and you don't know when injury's around the corner. So I guess you can kind of sympathise with Payne looking to make the most out of his football career while he can. You know, not that he's more important than you, Adam, but how's your injury going, mate?
No, I'm getting along nicely. I had a, you know, slight pelvis groin problem last week. Treated that really well. I was ready to go this week, and then got out back out in the field there, and the old body was feeling very good and probably ran a bit faster than I should have, and the hemi went on me. So, yeah, another week off and get a bye. So, look, it's probably a good chance to take the negatives away from obviously not playing, the disappointment of not being out there with my teammates. It's a good chance to freshen up and you know, get ready for the back half of the season.
You got to rest those old bones when you start getting older as an athlete.
You're not a young pup anymore.
You need a bit more massage.
Hey, Adam Reynolds, the captain of the Brisbane Broncos. We chat to him thanks to our mates at Ariat. Ariat Rebar Work Jeans, built to perform, built to last, built for you. Check them out at ariat.com.au. Look after that old body, Reno, and go well tomorrow night.
Will do. Cheers, fellas.